Welcome to Ohio's BIOS, an insight into local government here in Ohio. I'm David Thomas and serve as County Auditor for Ashtabula County in Northeast Ohio. Local government impacts each of us every day, but how much do we really know about the organizations and the people who make everyday life possible? Join me as I speak with the leaders in local government making a difference in our communities every day.
So my guest today is Debbie Friedstrom. Debbie is the Plymouth Township Trustee and current president of the Ashtabula County Township Association, and just a great overall person to have here in Ashtabula County leading one of our wonderful 27 townships. So Debbie, thank you so much for being here today and for talking with me. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get right into it. So you're a township trustee. So tell us a little bit about your background, you know, what kind of got you into being a trustee, and we'll start there.
Okay. Well, I got into it because my late husband, Ed, was a trustee, and he got sick with cancer, was sick for 16 and a half months. And while he was sick, I went to all the meetings. Mm. So I kind of knew what was going on, and I wanted to keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. And then once he passed away in March of 2009, they had to fill that position. And I, in the depths of my grief, I really believe it was the Lord speaking to me to apply for that job. Huh. And I thought, okay, I hadn't even thought about it. So I did apply for it. I was one of 11, the only female that applied. And because I'd been to all the meetings, I knew what was going on. And none of the other applicants had been to a meeting.
Interesting.
Yes. So they picked me. And at the end of that year, I had to run for the position, which I did. And that was fall of 2009, and I've been in ever since.
So was that something you ever thought, you know, at some point, I want to be a township trustee? When
Never.
You married your husband? When? How long had he been a trustee
Eight
prior?
That was his eighth year, his
eighth
second
year.
Term.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And no, I really didn't know a lot about it until I actually started going to the meetings and learned a lot.
So what's your professional background then?
My professional background is I'm a retired school teacher from the Asheville Area School District. And I've been in Asheville County all my life. And I have a degree in elementary education and a master's in elementary education.
So you think with that type of background, you know, working with people, you probably have learned really quick, even when you're just seeing the meetings, that you're in really the people business.
Yes.
In a sense. You're in the paving and the plowing business, but you're...
I'm in the people business.
And so that made you feel comfortable. Just attend the meetings, you started to learn a little bit about the process. What was one of the things that maybe you picked up or you learned during that time that you were just so surprised at, or something that you never thought that that would be the case for a township?
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of people feel, oh, you're government, you have money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of money. Even to pave a road, if you started from scratch on a dirt road and you did all the ditching, the berming, the drainage, the couple layers of paving, you're talking like $300,000 a mile, probably more now.
Yep,
a couple of years ago, that was the case. That's more than their whole budget for the year. I learned a lot about budgets. I really did. And our now fiscal officer, Marianne Stevenson, has taught me a lot. She really has. She's done a wonderful job.
You guys have a great leadership team there. So there's three trustees.
Yes.
For every township and a fiscal officer.
Yes.
All of you are elected. Mm-hmm. But you said in your case, you're appointed, which happens actually more than maybe people realize. Folks step down, folks pass away, move away maybe. So how is it like to be serving with the two people that hired you and now you're all co-equals?
Well, now there's only one of the two that hired me. And
right.
Actually... It's great. We work as a great team. So a lot of people think the fiscal officer is our secretary. Mm-hmm, she is not.
No, that absolutely not. No,
she is not. And I've actually heard trustees say, well, I have our secretary, meaning their fiscal officer. No, no, no. So anytime there's correspondence, emails, grants, anything, I take care of all that. And I think it's because I know computers a little bit better than the other two. But the other two are great when it comes to, they've got great backgrounds. David Waldron was with the county for over 30 years on the road department. He knows how to do equipment. He's very good about roads.
Which is a big piece for a trustee.
Oh, yes. And then Jody Bancroft was with the Asheville Township Fire Department for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
He knows fire departments. And he worked for the road department for a number of years, so he's got a good idea of that. Now, one thing I learned is the fact that you don't need a CDL as a trustee if there's a snow emergency. You can plow. They've yet to let me plow. Smart move.
Well, you know, with our 27 townships, a lot of our townships maybe only have one road guy. And so a lot of the trustees then are actually the ones mowing, paving, plowing.
Right. They do let me drive the one ton.
That's nice.
When we do crack sealing, I'm the driver and I drive the tar kettle.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something neat for you guys to just, because folks have probably never really seen or understand, you know, the actual paving process and sealing process, just to help, you know, people to see pictures or just the whole process to go along with. And the fact that you can drive, that's awesome.
Yeah. They do let me drive the one ton. I call it my truck.
So what do you think in the 14 years that you've been trustee, you know, what do you think makes a good township trustee? What qualities help to really facilitate your role being the best type of trustee that you can?
I think there's a number of things, and you have to be a good listener because we're grassroots. When someone calls the county, they're going to get a secretary. When you call your trustee, you're going to get that trustee.
How many calls do you get, do you think?
I think last week was a pretty good week. I had 8 calls.
Wow. So you're always on call.
Always, you know, they'll call, and I try to call everybody back within that day, unless it's in the evening, then I'll call them the next day, at least leave a message. But you have to be a good listener, because a lot of times they have a preconceived idea that we can't fulfill at all because of the fact we don't make laws. We follow the ORC, Ohio Revised Code.
Creatures of statute.
Yes. And they'll want us to change a speed limit or whatever it is. We can't do that. We have to go through the county, who has to go through ODOT's specifications, and there's a whole process. And one time that happened in our township where people wanted the speed limit lowered, and they ended up raising it 5 miles an hour. They were not happy people, but that was out of our hands.
Huh. But you're right. Absolutely. The grassroots kind of, you know, closest to your people.
Absolutely. That's the way I look at townships. And I think another thing is you can't have an agenda. You can't get in thinking, I'm getting in because I want this done or I want that done. A lot of times it does not happen and you kind of get yourself in problems. So you have to go in with the open mind, you know, what's best for the majority of the residents. I think that's really key. And you have to follow the law. Can't be favoritism. Oh, my buddy wants his road paved. Not happening. You know, there's a priority. Our road guys, Todd Graff is our road superintendent, and he's got a list of priorities on a big whiteboard. And that's what they work off of. And it's really a good thing that he's got it set up that way. You have to be willing to learn. You've got to be a lifelong learner. Mm-hmm. That's the way I am. There is a specific Ohio Township Trustees source book put out by Miami University.
Yeah, I see it right here. That's a pretty thick. I remember that source book when I was a township fiscal officer.
And yes, and there's one for fiscal officers also. They have them for zoning. Anyway, the OTA, Ohio Township Association, really pushes this for us to purchase them. So I got one right away when I got in. And I go back to it a lot because I'll think, oh, forgot about that, you know, different things. So you got to be a lifelong learner and be willing to ask questions.
So you're saying you haven't learned everything yet?
Oh, no, never will. Never will. And you can't be promising people things. I promise I'll get this done. No, you can look into it and see what you can do, but you just have to be careful because people think government knows everything and we don't, or we can take care of everything and we can't. So even on small townships.
So small township, I think a lot of folks, if they're listening and haven't heard of Plymouth or maybe not know exactly where Plymouth is, have probably even driven through Plymouth Township without realizing it.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your township. What's it like?
Well, we are directly south of Ashtabula City, Ashtabula Township. The Ashtabula River is the northern border, and we're part of the Western Reserve. So most townships are 25 square miles, 5x5s. We're a little bit less because of the river cuts us off.
Yep.
Yes. And our population is, well, about 1,800 people. And we're mostly a bedroom community. Mm-hmm. There's a few businesses, but not many. We are kind of dissected by Route 11 and 90.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, which is a bad thing in a lot of ways. Because if there would be water that would be run, they have to bore the roads. And that's very expensive. And we also have railroad tracks that come through our township that limit those opportunities.
So I know, speaking of, you know, for example, the fire department, So with having Route 11 and Route 90 going right through your township, if there's an accident, aren't you guys the one of the first ones that go out to the scene?
Yes. Yes. It's interesting. A prior town trustee used to tell me, yes, the Highway Patrol takes care of accidents. They're paid by the state. But when our fire department goes, we're not paid by the state.
Do you get any reimbursement from that?
Or? Through insurances.
Okay.
We do get reimbursed through insurances if they have insurance.
Right.
And so, yes, there is some money that comes in that way, which sustains us.
But otherwise, you're responsible for quite, mm-hmm. I know road-wise, you probably, I don't know if you know off the top of your head how many road miles you have, but.
We have township road-wise, we're about 30 miles and about 10 are paved and
okay.
about 20 are still gravel.
Still gravel, which is really common in our county.
Yes.
And your population is probably right about average for our county as well.
Mm-hmm.
But having Route 90 and 11 there takes out a lot of your value.
Yes.
So you can't receive tax money from that land.
Right.
There's no, you know, people there. And then you've got the extra expense of the fire department and
yes.
different pieces too. So that's a really unique challenge that not too many other people face.
Right. Yeah. We are definitely dissected.
Yeah. And you don't have an exit either. So there's
no
value from from the exits.
It's my understanding that when 90 was being put in, we were going to have an exit at Jefferson Road.
Okay.
But it was talk of Route 11 coming soon.
Oh.
And so they bypassed that exit and just waited till 11 came.
Interesting.
So we didn't have an Austinburg, a Geneva, Kingsville.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. We've got four big exits off of 90, which are a huge boom for local economies of those areas. But that's so in terms of revenue, in terms of, you know, expenses for you guys as township, where do some of those come from?
Well, they come from levies that we ask the voters to vote for, whether it's road levies, whether it's fire levies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and usually they're renewal or replacement levies. So, and they're 5 years. Most of them are 5 years. Or all of them are 5 years now that I think about it. So we do have three road levies. No, I take that back. Fire and EMS, we have three. And we have two road levies and a permanent improvement levy. And because of that, a permanent improvement levy that's up for vote every 5 years, we were able to build a new road garage.
Mm.
Our road garage used to serve the road garage and the fire department. When the fire department started in 1948, and it was this horrible building on Carson Road. And it really wasn't a safe building. And so because of the voters and their generosity of voting for it, we were able to build a new road garage across the street from the fire department.
Yep.
So it's very nice.
And so you mentioned earlier, largely a bedroom community, which makes it a challenge for if you're largely relying, as most townships are, on property taxes.
Yes.
That means that it's the voters, the residents that are largely paying a bulk. You may have some businesses that will pay, you know, a piece of that road or the, you know, the fire department levy, but largely it's property owners and homes.
Yes.
So what type of feedback that you get from property owners with their taxes?
They have been very kind through the years. They always vote for our levies, and they know that we're trying to be fiscally responsible. We're not trying to do anything outlandish and crazy. And we're trying to look out for the residents.
Because you guys just passed a new fire levy.
Yes.
Which was a big ask and a big haul.
Yes.
So that was to make your department more full-time, right?
We call it part-time. So that we have two people there on duty from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm.
And then on call overnight. And it's really working.
That's good.
It's really working. And I will give one example if possible. I won't give any details except someone collapsed at their home and they called the fire department. They were there within 4 minutes.
Wow.
And the person's heart had stopped and they were able to get them going again, talking to the hospital. And they were able to do that EKG, you know, the paramedics can do because we have a lot of paramedics on our squads. And they already had the helicopter en route by the time they got them to the hospital. And the ER said that quick response saved that person's life. And to me, that's what's important, is to be able to have, before, people didn't realize that a volunteer department, you know, most of them didn't even live in our township.
Right. So you were a volunteer before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they had to drive from there, wherever they were, to the station, get in the squads, then go on the call. So valuable time. Some come from Austinburg. Some came from Saybrook. You just don't know where they lived. And it took a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
that saved a lot of time to have it go part-time. It's been a blessing.
And that's most of our townships are still voluntary in terms of their fire departments.
Yes.
Ambulances, it seems like there's some movements towards more of a formal kind of districts
or... yes, working together, mutual aid.
Yeah, which is good. Just to your exact point, you know, people drive from quite a ways to get to be a volunteer, which then response time is very low. And that's one of the big, probably roads and your fire department are your two biggest priorities, I would assume.
Right, they are. A township technically is basically only responsible for their roads and their cemetery, but they're allowed to have even a police department if they wanted to, fire department, zoning, you can add on. Some have park districts, whatever. There's so many things that we are allowed to do, but the two things that we have to do are roads and cemeteries.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But fire departments in our county are probably still the number one.
Yes, absolutely.
Next to expenditure and next to, we don't have any police departments. That'd be kind of crazy, township-wise.
Right, yes.
Some of the surrounding counties do, but we still rely on the sheriff for all of our our protection.
And we're so appreciative of them. Mm-hmm. We really are.
Yeah, in comparison to what the expense could be for your budget.
Yes.
And I know that you get, what, you get gasoline tax as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hotels or any Airbnbs that...
No, not right now, but... Hopefully that will start happening because I've had a few residents contact me about how they can start that. So we get motor vehicle license tax, gasoline tax, and then most of it is levies.
Yeah, levies. So really, your township, and every township is going to be a little bit different. You know, some of the ones that are more populated will have a couple more income streams. But for your township, you're serving 1,800 people. Really on the property owners being able to supply the funds.
Yes.
Plus a little bit of things here and there. But so you do quite a bit with not much.
Right. Exactly.
So how do you prioritize?
Well, road equipment. That's important. Like right now, our 1995, we have two trucks, a 95 and a 97, snowplow trucks. And the one is down with a hydraulic pump out.
Mm.
They were able to find one, which took forever. It was $3,500 for this pump, and it'll be 2 days to put it in. Our guys will put it in, but you got to have your equipment running because it's our responsibility to make sure those roads are cleared when there's snow. So that definitely is a priority, and to make sure the equipment in the fire department is up and running and able to go on calls. Those are two huge. And to have a cemetery where there are lots, we actually had to buy... it wasn't during my time, it was prior, but they bought a lot next door to the cemetery to be able to have more lots because we'd run out, and we are required to have lots. So, yeah, there are priorities.
And it's usually the ones probably that people don't really think about or take kind of for granted until there's an issue.
Yes.
Until something's not plowed or until they have a pothole in their yard.
Right. Yes. I honestly, when I started, I had to learn a lot, and I didn't know what a trustee did or a fiscal officer. I just knew they were there. And then I know if I had a problem, I could go to them. But I didn't know the extent of their responsibilities. And there are a lot of responsibilities for township trustees. So I'm learning every day.
So how do you interact with other levels of government? So, you know, county or state, federal, other municipalities, townships. What does that relationship look like?
I have great rapport with the county. I love it when I can call and speak to someone about a situation or a question. The engineer's office is the one I deal with the most because of the roads.
Yep.
And they do an excellent job of helping us out the best they can or giving us ideas. Federal level, I really don't have much contact with. It's mostly county or it's the state. And a lot of times I'll just call the OTA when I have a question, state-wise. And then also...
The Township Association.
Yes. And if I have questions, I can get hold of Sarah Fowler Arthur, our state rep.
And your neighbor.
And my neighbor. Yeah, she's in my township. It's wonderful. So she answers a lot of questions for me that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to get the right information so I can take it back to the rest of the trustees or the residents, whatever the question is.
So I know, you know, township meetings are sometimes really boring. I try and go to as many as I can
yes,
just to sit in and talk to folks, but also they can be pretty exciting. when there's a big controversial issue or when people get kind of riled up. Could you kind of talk about maybe one meeting that stands out to you and, you know, what maybe an issue was or how was it resolved?
We do get a few people that come, but most of the time we do not. And that's usually the time they come is because they're upset or they don't have, or they have a question and they'll come and ask it during the part of the meeting where it's public. Anyway, I can't think of one that's been really where they were riled up. I have to go back to when my husband was a trustee and ODOT wanted to come and build on Seven Hills Road. And there was a huge outcry because they didn't want all the traffic. I mean, I'm talking, it was standing room only. And the interesting thing is he was raised just down the street from where that location is. And his sister lived in that house, still lived in the house. And his other sister lived in the one that used to be a schoolhouse. And so he had a, you know, he had an interest in it all. And actually they weren't even against it, his sisters, but a lot of people around it. So there was a huge outcry, but they voted to let them, you know, have the zoning and everything to build it. And now actually residents have come back and said, we don't even know they're there. They did such a good job.
And they plow a lot too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Outside their realms, which we greatly appreciate. But that was the biggest one. So it was huge.
Largely, I think probably most, when I talk to folks or when most issues arise, it's largely around zoning.
Yes.
Meetings get kind of, because it impacts people and they see it directly then. It's that kind of interaction where if government's doing something and it impacts you, then you become involved. But I imagine you probably have openings on your zoning board, or it's a struggle maybe to get people to join zoning.
Actually, right now we're a full board.
Oh, wow.
We have five with two alternates, and they meet every month and most months, and they work on the zoning text, you know, how they can improve it, what needs done. And we have a great zoning officer too that is very, very proactive, tries to work with residents. And I would say one of our biggest concerns in our township are junk cars. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, you know, whatever.
And weighing that idea of property rights versus personal enjoyment as well and safety.
Yes. But we go by the Ohio Revised Code. It's got to be licensed. It's got to run. Can't be all beat up. And there's a criteria she has to follow. So it's an ongoing battle.
That's what happens when people don't follow, you know, they allow junkyard to pile up or cars.
Well, it's interesting because we use our prosecutor's office and now we are using the city solicitor's office because we're part of their jurisdiction. And so we've actually had cases go to court. They're criminal charges, misdemeanors, but still it's been working. There's been compliance. So it's really been nice.
That's
and
good.
She's doing more and more of that. So
giving teeth to some of your
rules,
because that's one of the biggest arguments with townships is that there's not all that much. You have a lot of responsibility, but you don't have a lot of authority to actually follow up on that responsibility.
Yes. And we're getting a lot of people moving into the area that's from other states, other counties. And I actually had somebody said to me when I talked with them, they said, we moved out here because we're in the country. We thought we could do anything because we're in the country.
Right.
So
now three of our townships don't have zoning here in the county. So, and I talk to folks all the time who live in those townships who realize maybe it would be a good idea to have zoning. So
I've heard that.
It's interesting. Yes.
It is. And it's not like we want to get in people's business, but we have to be good neighbors. You know, you have to have curb appeal, you know, not just junk up the house.
It's protecting the property rights of others because one property can impact.
And a lot of times that's what it is. It's somebody making a complaint, not us finding it.
Right.
It's someone making a complaint. And that's how we're made aware of it or deal with it.
Again, people business, interactions.
Yes. And you can't make everybody happy.
No. So speaking of making other people happy, you know, what do you think you would want other levels of government to know about your job, or what would you wish that they could understand better about the role of a township trustee?
I think, and I know a lot of them do, but we have limitations due to the fact we have to follow the ORC. Our finances are so limited on many things that we're not able to complete things. It would be great if there was a partnership monetarily or in kind with both parties or whatever. But I think that's the main thing is the monies. Mm-hmm. You know, like the state years ago, there was a governor that took away our local government. Am I saying that?
Local government fund. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Took away the estate's money. If someone passed away and didn't have a will, there was a portion of that money would come back to your township. So that's gone. So they've cut funding to us, actually. And that's why a lot of times we have to go to the public, to our residents, and ask them, please help us with this.
Yeah, if you compare the revenue lines from 20 years ago versus now with townships, it's almost completely the opposite. A lot of state funds came to townships back then through different types of taxes and different revenue streams, not too many levies. Now it's very few state revenue lines, many more levies. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's pros and cons to that. But understanding with, I'm sure you have many unfunded mandates where the state tells you to do things, but you don't have the funds to do them.
Yes, absolutely. One of them that we have to pay every year is to the health county health department, the district. Mm-hmm. Our little township, I think we pay $24,000 a year. And that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it's just taken.
Yep.
We
yeah, we take it from
you,
actually.
Yes. Yes, David.
Sorry about that.
But there are other townships that it's way more. It's it's based on your population.
Yep. Trust me, I've looked into, is there a way I can't take it? And there isn't, because we're governed by Ohio Revised Code.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's a mandate right there.
Yep.
We don't control.
Goes right across the street from where we're sitting.
Yes.
So where do you think you see the township in 5 years? What do you think is the future of Plymouth Township?
Well, that's a good question, because everything is so volatile right now with the cost of equipment and maintenance, and that makes it tough. I'm hoping to see our path of continuing to improve our roads. You know, we don't want them to be dirt or gravel. We'd like them to be paved, but it's an expense that we have to take and do little bites at a time every year. And that's barring that we don't have some big thing, like having to buy big pieces of equipment. Right now, we're pretty stable except for our two plow trucks, and we're in the process of replacing the one. That's a two-year process of getting a truck built because of what's happening with supply chains and everything. So we ordered it last year. We won't see it till 24. And then it's got to be built, you know, the bed, everything on it for plowing.
That's a whole nother long stage. Planning process.
Yes, it is. But, and then we just keep wiring together the 95 and the 97. But it's a start. And hopefully we'll be able to get another one to replace the 97 in a few years. But yeah, I just think we just want to stay fiscally sound. That's the most important thing. And just keep plugging along and getting projects done.
Well, I know you'll be here in 5 years.
You think
in your
so?
Role. I think so. So you'll be making sure that stays on the same path.
I hope so. Yes. And with our fire department, we'd like to see growth. They're a young bunch and they're go-getters. And I like that about them. They're wanting to make things better. And we're working to do an addition on the fire department because they have no room to have any privacy. There's two old bathrooms. That building was built in 1968.
Wow.
It definitely needs a lot of updates, including they have a little dinky shower that's just disgusting. And they keep it clean, but we need some improvements.
It's just time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So we're working on that.
Very nice. Do you have a fun fact or something maybe that folks don't quite know or wouldn't know about Plymouth Township that you'd like to share with people?
Well, we have two covered bridges. We have the Olin Covered Bridge down on Dewey Road. That is the only covered bridge in the county named after a family that's from that area. And the other covered bridge is the longest one in the United States. It's 613 feet long, 93 feet above the river. And it separates between Nashville Township and Plymouth Township. The other fun fact I could say is my farm, Lot 5, was the original settlers.
Wow.
Of 1803. Thomas McGahee and William Thomason brought their families and they built a log cabin. They didn't stay long. I don't blame them. And they moved on. But that was the beginning of people coming to Plymouth Township. Huh.
And you have a lot of history in the township. I know the Blakesley log cabin, I think the oldest structure still in the county, and lots of history there.
Yes, and they have a festival the weekend after Labor Day. That's just wonderful.
I've helped serve the soup there before.
Oh, the bean soup is the best.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
That's neat. I know Cover Bridges are a big piece of our tourism here in the county.
Yes.
A big piece of people coming in. Hundreds of thousands of folks, people don't realize, come and visit our county for those.
It's wonderful. Year round, you will see people at the pavilion taking pictures of that bridge. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And then the tour buses pull in. And I love it. It's right by my farm. Mm-hmm. And it's just neat to see everybody there.
Something unique. Something not everyone has.
That's right. That's right.
So that's my last question for you.
Okay.
Let's see if anything else you want to share is, what do you actually see as the purpose of government?
That's a good question. I think it has to do with, I don't want to say order, but so things don't get out of hand either way. Mm-hmm. Residents, citizens just going one way and government going, I think there needs to be a balance kind of in a way. I think government should be there to help. I really do. Or guide. I think that's really important. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but that's my thought.
I'm looking for what you think.
Government needs to stay in line. That's what I think. And not be too pushy.
Well, it sounds like the kind of role and the values that you guys have in Plymouth can be easily, or should be, brought up all the way through to the federal level.
Well, that'd be great. I'd like that. And being the president of the County Township Association, I deal with the other townships a lot. And, they're in the same binds as we are. They'll call me about questions and then we work to find solutions and answers and how can we help. And they're all trying to do the best they can. And it's just hard. We're the largest county with the most townships. And sometimes it's a difficult job and other times it's rewarding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
do you think with our 27 townships, do you think the future of those, will we ever see consolidation of townships?
Ohio Township Association would say no. They would not like that. But I'm going to give an example. My brother lives in Tennessee and they don't have townships. They have counties. And he, not just him, but his neighbors talk about it's hard to get anything done. Like you call about a road problem, mm-hmm. you might not see anybody for a month. I really think townships are the way to go because, like I said, they're grassroots and that's where you start and then work from there. So
your most local level, that's responsive.
Yes.
And you can always go to a meeting.
Yes.
Have fun there.
Yes.
Talk to people.
Yes.
Share anything.
We don't bite. We welcome people.
Well, anything else you'd like for folks to know or to hear from you? That was a great conversation about the role.
I enjoy my job. I really do. I look forward to helping the residents the most I can.
That's why I think the most special things about local government folks is that there's a true passion and a mission there. It's not just another job. It's not just something you do for fun. It's
right.
There's a mission with it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. There is a mission. So
wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk and appreciate it.